Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sephora stores are everywhere you are, so just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last-minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Jasmine
and Vic,
and this is a week of preparedness for when Boris says June 21st not happening. No more.
Quick one, guys. Please, if you like the podcast, if you're listening today, that means you do like the podcast. Please go on to British Podcast Awards and vote us for your listener's choice.
Oh yes,
that would be lovely. Please,
what's the website? It's britishpodcastawards.com/vote.
Wow.
And then you just, oh my gosh, 11:11 again.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, you type in our name, Black Girls Living, and fill out a few details.
It
only uses a minute. No, my brain is just all over the place.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah. It's one of those weeks.
Yeah. And also the beat is case sensitive. Can't speak.
How did you figure that out?
No, it wasn't me. It was, it was Nikki. She was trying to search for us and it didn't come up.
Oh.
I was like, have they taken us down already? Jesus. But yeah, she said it was case sensitive. So she told me to let everybody know.
Yeah. Okay. Shout outs to Nikki.
Yeah. Why are you having one of those weeks?
Yeah, it's just, I think because a lot is changing at work as well. Like I'm changing jobs. So it's gradually winding down from what I'm doing at the moment. And just getting into that zone. It's like I'm going to have to switch mentalities completely. Because whereas now I'm doing shift work and stuff, I'm going to have to get into like standard hours mode again and not having as much free time during the week. Because the thing about shift work, obviously shit and all that, but at least, you know, just little things like life admin, going to the post office, boring stuff I could do during the week when it was quiet. But it's like now I'm thinking about, oh, I'm going to have to do my food shopping after work and all of that stuff. I'm like, oh, it's a bit.
But would you rather this
you,
way?
Or do you not,
would...
Yeah, I think I prefer this way only because I'm going to be in sync with everyone else. I feel like at the moment there's a lot of clashes with like my social life and stuff. But now everyone...
Yeah.
Like, we should be on the same page.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Even with the pod, I think it will make it a little bit easier. Maybe a little bit harder. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
We record on Saturdays.
No, I know. But obviously, sometimes I would have my shifts on a Saturday. But equally, it's like with the other stuff that we have to do, like with emails and little edits and stuff like that, I had time during the week to sort out all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But now it's so we'll see.
It'll be fine.
Should be okay.
It'll work its way out.
Yeah.
It'll work itself out.
Yeah. How's your week been?
Meh. But, you know, we move.
Why meh?
Can't be asked to get into it.
I don't like...
Sorry, no offense, listeners.
I don't like a meh.
Can't be asked. I'll probably get into it next week. I don't know. You know, just like... You hear stuff about yourself, or and you kind of internalize it a bit.
Oh,
yeah, that's probably.
I know what you're talking about.
But I'm trying not to do that. Anyways, we move.
It's not your fault anyway. You know whose fault is.
I want to say something. White girls are being scammed.
Hmm.
Yes, white girls are being scammed
by who?
By Beauty Works.
Hold on, what's this? Is it with braids?
No,
extensions.
Yeah.
It had to be one of the and two. This, it's something to do with hair, yeah.
You guessed correctly. And this scamming is absolutely insane.
Okay, how much are they getting charged for 20 okay, each?
Let me even get it for you. I swear the figure I saw was £200 for a clipping.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just for a clipping.
Let me see if I can find it. I hope you guys can hear me properly. Right, you know, like a clipping, you know, like a ponytail, yeah?
Yeah.
Where you literally just clip it on your head.
Yeah.
You gel it up, get eco style, gel it up. £100.
Hmm? Hold on, let me see that in 4K. And I bet this isn't real. I bet this is synthetic as well. Wow, I'm so sorry, you lot. I'm very sorry to you lot. Because we can get this in packs for £10.
£10. That's like, wow, you're getting scammed. Also check out Royal Ponies. I think they're called Royal Ponytails. That's what I got my Yankee hair, Yaki hair from. What's that? Raw. You are getting scammed.
Is it called Royal Ponytails?
Yeah, let me get it off. It's on Instagram.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Look at me doing Google searches on your phone.
It's fine. Royal Ponytails. Search them on Instagram. And yeah, they do. It's black owned as well. They gifted me their Yaki pony. And then I bought another one because I was like, this is just such great quality. And it was easy to do. Mm. So yeah, I just couldn't believe when I went into Beauty Works because basically, I want a ponytail, but I want one that's like kind of like ombre from like.
Yeah.
Dark to brown.
Mm.
So I saw Yvonne Victoria wearing it. So I thought, let me go check out. Because, you know, they got black girls doing a hashtag ad with them. So I said, okay, let me go see. I saw £200. I said.
From this place.
And I know black girls ain't buying it.
But
white girls are. So they're getting scammed.
But you know my thing? Because I've been looking for the same thing. I've been looking for a ponytail that has like blonde... brown highlights.
I think you have to make it, you know.
That's what I'm thinking as well. So even this, what I'm wearing now, this is like actual bundles that I've just put around
looks
my
nice
head.
Though.
Thank you. But what I'm going to do is my old synthetic one. You know how they have it where it goes around your bun and then you tighten it? So I'm going to cut it off and I'm going to sew in my bundles into that.
Oh, I see.
So that it's secure. Because right now, I have to make sure my bun is covered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's long. Wow. But
interesting.
Yeah, I think I will. I will dye it myself. Because I like that brown highlighted look on me. But my mum is refusing to let me do my natural hair that colour.
Why?
My mum is bad vibes.
Wait, how old are you?
I know.
Wait, how old are you? And you can't dye your hair?
No, I've never put dye. No,
are you
that's a lie. One time when I was relaxed, I put temporary color in it, like a really dark red.
Mm.
That was it. But my mom's not having it.
Wait,
anything I want to do to my hair, my mom's not having it.
But why can't you do it? You don't even live with your mom.
I know, but I do it to myself.
So if she sees you, she sees you. Okay, what are you gonna do?
I think I'm the kind of person where. It's like I speak to my mum knowing what she's going to say.
Mm.
So I think secretly in my head, I'm not sure. And when I speak to my mum, I'm using my mum as an excuse. Because I feel like if I dye my hair now, And then my hair ends up breaking off.
Your mum's right.
Yeah.
But your hair's not going to break off if you dye it.
And she's gonna say what?
I told you so.
Yeah. And she definitely will.
But then don't allow her to see. Sometimes you just have to firm those I told you so's.
I'm thinking, should I do it? But do I was it. Thinking the same thing about, this is the one where I was really like, I don't know if I should or shouldn't.
Mm.
The perm. The curly perms.
Curly, what's that?
It's the new wave now. It's the new curly thing the girls perms. Are on. If you go on Beauty Creations, hold on. The thing that's holding me back is because it's like this.
Is that her real hair?
Yeah.
Why is your face like? Sorry, Jess. I've only had an hour sleep. Sorry. I'm not, honestly, I was just trying
an
to.
An hour?
Yeah. But is that not just her natural hair texture?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what is it? Will it stay like that for like 4 weeks?
It's basically like relaxer. It's like it's chemical in it. You're putting a chemical in your hair, and they put like curly rods in it, and then it stays in that curl pattern.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but obviously I won't be natural anymore, so that's why my mom's like, don't do it.
Mm. But you want to do it?
Yeah. I don't know with that one. I don't know because I'm like, oh, I've come so far with growing up my natural hair now.
Why are we so? Like,
I know, like, why is it such a big deal? But equally, it kind of is.
But I don't know, why is it such a thing we hold dear? Like, oh my God, I've been natural for, turn my phone on to silent. Oh my God, I've been natural for 9 years.
It's because it's hard. Vic, it's hard.
It is hard, so free yourself and relax. Do you know what I mean? Why are we always like, I've been natural for 9 years? Even me, too, I do. I'm like, oh, I've been natural for like, how many? 7, 6 years? So I'm like, I don't want to dye it because what if it breaks? And it's like, if it breaks, then we grow. Because when I was doing frontal slayer, like all the girls, and that's how the ghost bond took my edges, am I not going back to square one? I'm still natural. Do you know what I mean? I think sometimes we hold on to being natural, like, I don't know. Like, we don't even get a prize for it. And if anything, sometimes it's very hard to be. I know people are going to be like, no, it's actually not. It is.
It's hard. I think people that say it's not hard to be natural, you're a very big liar, or your hair is like 3A, 2C. Yeah.
Or your hairstylist.
Yeah.
Or your hairstylist.
Because it's hard. It's tiring.
It is hard.
Especially when you have a skin condition as well. It's even more tiring.
You have a skin condition?
Yeah, when they're telling you to, oh, you need to wash your hair once a week. Who has time with natural hair?
You have a skin condition?
Yes.
What happened?
It's called seborrheic dermatitis. So it's basically eczema of the scalp.
Or skin. Your
head. Yes, my hair. And they're telling
me. And you want to dye your hair?
And they're telling me, this is why I want to get the curly perm. Because I'm like, at least if I get the curly perm, I can wash my hair every week and it's not a problem.
Your mom knows you. This is a vital information that you didn't share. If you had shared from the beginning, everything would have made sense. You have dry eczema scalp. Your scalp is flaky. Snow, dandruff is falling from your head. And your mom said, don't go and relax your hair and do perm. That's why.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, that's not why.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that's not why. Because before, my mom was saying, oh, like, maybe you should relax it so that it's easier for you to wash your hair like weekly and stuff. But now when I'm saying, this was like 2 years ago she was saying that. Now when I'm like, oh yeah, I'm thinking to like just get a relaxer or a curly perm. She's like, no. I'm like, why? But it's like, because she's on her locks journey now, I just feel like she's like, you know.
Everybody's on their own journey.
That all my babies should be natural kind of thing.
Oh, that's cute. But everybody's on their own journey. I'm so sorry, mum.
I know.
Even my mum, she be
even me, like, I know that one day I'm going to start locksing myself.
Really?
I think
they're so lovely.
Yeah, me as well. Mm. I think when I'm like, I don't know. When I get tired of this shit, I'm just going to start locksing.
But I heard locksing is a bit hard to maintain, though.
It is hard to maintain.
Like, it's not as easy as people think.
Yeah, it depends, innit? If you want the weekend locks, then obviously it's easy because you just leave them.
Yeah.
But if you actually want to be able to still do styles and all of that, then yeah, it is a lot of maintenance.
Mm.
But
how can you say the weekend?
Yeah, because he said, I don't give a heck.
Let me actually refresh my memory.
Yeah, you need to refresh. I think everyone needs to refresh their minds on what the weekend locks look like.
I'm sure it's not bad.
Okay, keep saying it.
Okay.
I want you to give a live reaction when it pops up.
No, because this might be somebody's, tribal religion. So I don't want to laugh. At all. He doesn't even have locks anymore.
Yeah, he's cut them off now. He had to. He had no choice. What could he do with those locks? I think he's trying the hardest.
I don't remember. What? It doesn't even look like locks, though. It looks like one lock.
This is what I'm saying. Of course it would be easy for him to maintain. He just leaves it.
No. I'm talking about locks as in, like...
I know. As in modern one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, of course he had no choice but to cut it.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't want to say anything because I know. Anyways.
So yeah, I don't know what to do with my hair. I've been to everyone.
Shave it.
I've been wanting to do that as well. My mom said no. So
why are we all talking back to my mom said no?
Yeah, because I speak
How
to her.
How old are you?
I know.
And if you shave your hair, then you can actually wash it all the time.
Okay, but Vic,
mm.
tell the truth.
Mm.
Shame the devil right here.
Mm.
What would I look like with shaved hair? Thank you.
No, the thing is, yeah, I know some babes.
My cheeks are too big.
No.
My cheeks are way too big to have a shaved head.
I didn't say go. Let me finish. I didn't say shave and be shit and be bold. That's not what I said.
Okay, but how short are we talking?
No. It's not that. You can go bold. Yeah, you can go bold. But I'm saying you can put your wig top on, so the wig will even lay flat.
So then my scalp will be hot, even hotter than it is currently.
No, your scalp won't. Do you know what? No, because then you'll be able to wash your hair more frequently.
Yeah. It's true. So I was thinking, shave my hair low, then I can wash it often. Then once my scalp condition is sorted, then I can, you know, resume naturally. Mm. But I don't know. I just feel like if I was a wig lady, then fine.
Mm.
But I only have like... one good wig at the moment.
Me too. I don't know what happened to the rest of mine.
Yeah, it's like they're not lasting as long as they used to last.
My mom says that she can resurrect it, but I'm like, I don't know.
Just give her a chance.
Okay, I might do.
Because that's like me. Like my favorite wig is seen better days. it's been going long and strong, so about 3 years. But yeah, I just don't know if I can do this lifestyle anymore. I don't know what to do.
Mm.
Because this washing once a week currently is doing my head in.
It's not enough, or it's too long.
No, it's too long. It's way too long.
Maybe you should just be like, fuck it, I'm gonna have to pay a hairdresser
every week.
You might have to. That might have to be your sacrifice.
Yeah,
I feel like eco style is not the same anymore as well.
Eco style has never worked for me.
Really,
never.
What gel works for you then?
Do you know what? Funnily enough, got to be
really
the yellow one. Yeah,
in the tube.
It's good for the girls.
Spray.
Yeah, it's good for the hair.
Wow,
like it really does keep it slicked.
Mm.
Like none of that wavy. You know when you want it slicked and then the waves come through. I don't mind that look sometimes.
Mm.
I usually get that with Eco Styler. But
oh, that's what I did when I. Oh,
yeah,
God,
when I really want it slicked, I have to go for the got to be.
Yeah, when I use Eco Styler now it's wavy. And it looks like I've done that on purpose.
And it's like, I do like the look, but it depends.
That's not the look I was going for. Oh my God, I had a dream about you.
Oh, what did I do?
You left me at a party.
Oh, that's not
But it
nice.
Wasn't malicious. You was in a rush. I wrote this down.
Oh,
You was in a rush, and you were like, Vic, I can't. I think you was meant to drive me to where you normally pick me up.
Yeah.
And no, I don't know. No, I don't think that was what it is. I think we were leaving the party together and I was trying to get my things and you're like, Vic, I can't wait any longer. Then you left. But it was, I don't think it was malicious.
That sounds very sad though.
It's not that big.
I don't know.
I would have just got Uber home.
I don't know what could have been that urgent where I'm like, I can't even wait for you to get your things.
It's okay.
I can't even wait for you to get your belongings.
I didn't wake up angry, so I don't think it was a bad dream. Yeah.
But I wonder what that means.
I don't know, mate.
Do you feel like I'm leaving you, Vic? No. I'm not leaving you. I'm not going anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. No, I don't know. It was a weird dream. I don't think the party was good.
Yeah, I've been...
Weird.
Do you know... Oh my gosh, I had a weird dream last night as well. It's like... And this one, I think, is definitely based in insecurity. I'm like, this... I think I can analyse this dream myself. So, I have a group of friends I was really close with back in school. Mm. And like now they're bad bees and all that stuff. But
we're on the gram.
No, just in life. Like, you know, like they're just living their best life. Mm. I'm kind of jealous. But anyway.
Are you not a bad bee?
I don't think I am. Not yet.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm a bad baby. Not a bad bee. I'm not.
You have to
I'm not there yet. I'll be honest, I'm not there yet.
How? Okay.
If I'm not a wig lady, I'm not even close.
Okay, sorry, Karen.
I need to have at least 3 different wigs, at least, and then I can.
Is that the criteria to be bad?
I think so. I think you need to have 3 different wigs.
Mm.
I think you need to also have like at least 3 outfits to choose from. You know, when someone says, let's go to brunch, you need to be able to choose 3 different outfits. I can't do that.
Mm.
At this moment in time, I only have 1 good outfit.
But are those bad bees or they're just rich girls?
I think. Sometimes, like, you know those circles where they overlap?
Yeah, the diagrams.
I forgot what they're called. But I think rich girl and bad bee, there's an overlap. Mm. But you can still be a bad bee on a budget.
Mm. Very true. I like that.
Yeah. Mm. Currently, I'm not even a bad bee on a budget. I'm just on
a bad baby, as you say.
Yeah, I'm a bad baby. I forgot what I was saying. Yeah, so I had a dream. They were enjoying themselves. I think they were in a different country or they had like booked an apartment, Airbnb or whatever. They were enjoying themselves. And guess who I see on the snap? While I'm at home, who do I see on the snap?
Is it me?
Yeah, it was you.
I was with your enemies.
You and Ikran.
What the fuck?
And I was like, what's going on here? Why did no one invite me? Like, what's happening?
God, maybe our dreams are telling us something about
I know. And I'm like, I think this is my abandonment issues going coming through here.
Definitely. You didn't wait for me at the party. I was with your frenemies.
Yeah.
The podcast is coming to an end.
No, they're not my enemies, but because I know that they might be listening. You're not my enemy. I love you. Yeah. But I'm like, what's going on here?
Wait, so they're not your friends anymore?
No, they are my friends, but we're just not as close as we used to be.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. It's a bit sad.
I hate when that happens.
There's a lot of history and context to it.
Do you know, I had a friend that I have friends who I really, really love and cherish.
Mm.
But, and I never really understand the term high maintenance friend.
Mm.
Or you know, like a friend that thinks you are their man.
Oh, I hear that. I've never experienced that.
I've had that a lot and I really hate it. Especially for somebody like me who I'm not lying when I say I'm an emo. Like, I don't want to go everywhere with you. Do you know what I mean?
I love those friendships though. I love that.
Really?
But equally, it's like I know that there could be more to it than, you know, just what meets the eye. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I like having that friend where I know, like, wherever I want
to
go.
No. Sorry, when I say that, I don't mean like go to parties. No. Not like brunch. No. I don't mean like that. But like, yeah. I mean like, I'm going to Lidl. She must follow me. I'm going to Lakeside. She must follow me. I'm going to the post office. You must come.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm just like, no, it's like, it's okay. Like, and I don't like as well, like, not like having to wait for people, but like being like, okay, how can we configure each other's days so we can both go to the post office together? Mm. It's okay. We'll just go to, like, I hate that shit. Honestly hate that shit. But I think some people need that kind of friend. And that's okay, but it's just not me.
Mm.
And sometimes I clash with some people. And also, I feel like with the high maintenance friends, some friends that I've had in the process, kind of like, they need me to check on them all the time.
Okay.
So, and it's never, and they never ever think,
let me
this
check
person
up on you.
Ever.
Yeah.
And even if they do, they're just like, okay, but back to me. Like, and yeah, like, I don't forget, I remember I had a friend and she's got a kid now. And we stopped talking like for time. And she was a bit of a high maintenance friend. Like, mm-hmm. I thought, what's her check on her? And I was like, I'm not gonna mess with her. And then we just stopped talking because of that.
Wow.
I've had that a lot of times. And it just shows you, like,
yeah,
like the girl.
Do you think that they're kind of seeing you as, it's like,
and their man.
Yeah,
I'm basically their man.
Like, you've now fulfilled a kind of role.
Yeah.
And it's like, then it becomes an expectation.
Yeah.
And they don't even see how they could be. Oh my gosh.
What happened?
No, like, I thought I saw a figure at the corner of my eye.
Oh my God, what?
I know.
What figure?
Just someone standing there.
Oh my God, strange.
Yeah, I know.
That's good. I'm going to pray.
Yeah, please pray.
Yeah, and then so I saw her and she was like, she was in the shop and I said, oh my God, hey, I've not seen you in time. I feel like I've said this on the pod before. And I was like, oh, is that your son? She was like, yeah. You didn't know I had a son.
Huh?
Something like that. And I was like, she was like, shows how much you care. Something like that. I was thinking,
huh?
And then she was like, but if you check on me, you'd know. I was like, if you checked on me, you'd know I had depression. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were to list things, like, do you know what I mean? Like, what? Mm. Like, I'm happy for you that I have a son. Like, what are you trying to say if you checked on me? Like, and it wasn't even a jokey thing. Anyways, I was talking about somebody else, but I was watching this friend on Insta Stories and I was like, oh man, I really miss being friends with you, but you're very much like, I need to message you and I have to.
Mm.
And she's even older than me.
Oh, really?
Not that ages, no, but she's like,
yeah,
not,
like, I've definitely.
She's like, I'm gonna start spitting at people, but she's over 30. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's like, raw, like, you really have to. I don't know. I'm like, I don't think it's worth it if we're not even gonna have a real back and forth.
Yeah, if it's not equal playing field, it's not worth your energy.
And I feel like sometimes, a lot of time, people are like, oh, that person didn't check on me, so they are, they just don't care.
Yeah.
And they don't, I don't know, I just, sorry guys, I feel like I'm chatting a lot of shit.
No,
but
yeah.
I do feel like a lot of times people think, oh, this person hasn't hollered. Because even I do it sometimes.
Mm.
Oh, this person hasn't hollered. That means they don't like me anymore. Or that means they don't have time for me anymore. And it's like, do you know what they're going through?
Mm.
Also, do you know that working 9 to 5 is a,
yeah,
it's exhausting.
It is exhausting. It's very,
so like,
very tiring.
So like when you go out with some people and they see you and stuff, oh, so meeting people, I swear, but you ain't gonna see me. I will get round to it.
But I can't do, like, I am so blessed that I don't have people that are like that. I feel like all of my friends are like very considerate people. Mm. Like they don't have that sort of entitlement of, like, I could, like, I have a friend. It's actually really bad, but it's like equally, that's just how we are. It's like, I have a friend where it's like, we might miss each other's calls, but then we might be on Instagram or something. But it's like, we don't have that expectation of, ah, oh, how can you not call me back?
Yeah.
But you're on Instagram, kind of thing.
God.
And it's like, we might not talk to each other for like a couple of months, but when we do speak,
it's like the good old days.
Yeah, it's like the good old days. But there's like no sort of entitlement or where have you been for 2 months? Or why have you not checked on me in 2 months? It's just, it is what life, innit? Life.
Do you know what? I think it's a me problem. Why do I keep finding myself in friendships where I'm basically their man? It's a me problem. And it is a me problem.
Oh my God.
Because I don't want to open up to a lot of the time.
So you allow them to just
to open up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a me. Like Mario says, it's a me.
It's a me, it's Mario.
It's me. Clocked it. So it is my fault.
It is.
Mm. But I'm not going back. It's
yeah,
too
but
late now.
But it's like, yes, I can see how you might have added to the, you know, scenario, but equally as a friend, you should be able to pick up on, oh, like, I don't really check up on, like, when's the last time I asked Vic?
Do you think people care?
They should.
Because I'm their man.
But then they should care for their man too.
Do you?
Are you worried about what your man's feeling?
You know, we're on hate men, so I'm joking, but not really.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, it's just been, but you know, the Mercury's in retrograde, so.
No wonder, that's why
it's the Mercury. But yeah, don't take it on. This is the period to be easy. Don't make any rash decisions. Don't take anything too personally. All of that stuff. Just be in that kind of zone.
Mercury and it's what Mercury. Did I say? Gatorade. Yeah. Just be careful. But yeah, I feel like now when I make friends, there's like boundaries.
Mm.
Well, not boundaries, but there's like, I'm not going to overextend myself. Do you know what I do? And I, honestly, this is why I understand why people think I'm their man. For anybody I know, I will go
above. Now we're getting the real tea.
I will go above and beyond.
Give us an example.
Like, say I have a friend who works as an engineer and they said, I've lost my job, I don't know what to do. I will search ways for them to make
okay. That is where you go wrong.
Do you know what I nearly did the other day? And I had to stop myself. My colleague, imagine, messaged me about their friend. Saying that they're looking to freelance. And I was about to make an itinerary for someone I don't even. I was like, Victoria, you need to stop.
You need to absolutely relax. Yeah. So, Vic.
I know. It's really strange.
I wonder. But you know what? It's a lovely quality that you have. It's a quality, but like you said, I think it's boundaries. It's the people that you're doing it for, and what does that mean to them?
Mm. But I haven't done it in time though. Like I mean it when I said in December that, like, this year has really been selfish for me. Like I've been very much like, with every decision I make, it's like, okay, how do I fit into this?
Yeah.
Well, whatever come I getting from this? I'm on that main character shit all the time. Like I really think a lot of us need to see ourselves as the main character. Because before I was really doing supporting act.
Mm.
And I wasn't even collecting awards for it. We really need to see ourselves as the main character. Mm. And when I say that, it doesn't mean that you have to be conceited, or it doesn't mean you have to be mean to people. Mm. It just means that when you make life decisions, how am I benefiting?
Yeah.
Or even like when you go out with your friends, you're like, and they're like, oh, can we go here? And you're thinking, I don't like this. Like, I don't want to go there. Like, maybe I might see someone I don't like, or I don't want to go there.
Mm.
So I'm not going.
Yeah.
Like, you really have to think about yourself, like, put yourself first. And like, all the time, even like when you want to buy something, you think, oh, my friend said that this was ugly. Okay, but is it on your friend's leg?
Yeah.
Is it on your friend's foot? Mm. Or like, you see someone on Twitter that says, oh, braids don't look nice on black girls. Like, we have to really center ourselves, because I think sometimes we live our lives for like what other people think.
Oh, absolutely. And I think more so now, where we're seeing so many of other people's opinions and seeing how much likes a certain tweet gets, and you're like, rah, so there's this many people that agree.
Mm.
So I think it's definitely easy to get into that zone where you're like, oh, I don't know who I am or what I want anymore.
Mm.
Oh, scary. Mm. So I get it. I do get it completely. And you're right. But that main character stuff is hard.
It is, but we all have to get into it. Like, I remember when I was younger, someone said, oh, why do you look at the floor when you walk? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I do what? Just stop.
I can't.
You deserve better. Look at people straight in the face. Yeah, let's walk.
Do you know I can't even give people prolonged eye contact?
We do it all the time.
Yeah, because obviously family,
yeah.
But it's like, I've noticed that when I'm, okay, this is a weird question, but when you're looking in someone's eyes, are both your eyes...
I'm going to say it's the waist.
Huh?
When I look into your eyes, all I see is...
Are both of your eyes looking at each of their eyes? Or
I can't believe this question.
Your eyes... No, but I need to know, because I need to know whether I'm... I've got cross eye or not? Or is both of your eyes looking at one of their eyes?
Sometimes I look at people's nose.
That's what I do as well. But I'm like, can they tell I'm looking at their nose?
I think it's, you know, yeah, let's give advice to everybody to listen.
Especially the reason why I'm putting that question out there is because I need to know, am I normal or not?
Okay, let me look at you real quick. Okay, I'm looking at both your eyes.
I have to pick one of your eyes.
Okay.
I can't
now,
look at
okay,
both
now
of
I'm going to look at one eye. Could you see a difference?
Did you do it again?
Both eyes?
Mm-hmm.
One eye.
No, I can't tell a difference.
Okay, then you don't need to worry. Also, people, please don't look at people's wigs.
Sometimes it can't be helped.
Stop it.
Sometimes it can't be helped.
Do you know what, yeah? I've noticed that I don't look at people's wigs to the point where I'm like, I don't even know what her hair was like. Or I don't even know what the front of her hair. And we need to, because we can't. How can you just stare at someone's wig? Like the top of it.
It can't be.
Leave me alone. Yeah, I'm actually delirious. What was I going to say? I randomly watched Loki on Disney.
Mm.
Then it made me realise that, why does everybody hate this Loki, Don?
I thought it was bad vibes.
I didn't think it was bad vibes at all.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I wonder if they, is he a, what do they call it? Anti-villain? Is it anti-villain?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
It's what Venom is.
Venom's an anti-villain?
Or anti-hero. It's anti-hero.
No, he ain't no hero, bro.
No, like, it's like he's not the hero. Oh, let me see if I can find a definition for it.
So I watched.
But Venom is definitely anti-hero.
So I watched.
It's not anti-villain, it's anti-hero.
So I watched, whatchamacallit? Four, to understand what this whole look. Because I've never seen Four before. So I wanted to go watch the whole thing. I was like, oh, I see. I was like, yeah, Loki's bad vibes.
I know what. Okay. Anti-hero is a central character in a story, film, or drama who lacks conventional heroic.
I would never call him anti-hero though.
But Venom was an anti-hero.
Wait. Who? Loki.
I don't know about Loki. Because when I used to watch.
Is anti-hero not a villain?
It's not a villain in the conventional sense. Because obviously central characters in a story, they're usually liked by the viewer.
Mm.
But because they don't have the heroic attributes, like they're not selfless and all of that stuff, that's why they can't be considered a hero.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's like they're the main character, but they're not a hero.
But he wasn't really doing heroic things.
Loki.
At all.
Yeah, he's an anti-hero.
No, but there's no hero in him.
Yeah, that's why he's anti.
Oh, but isn't that's not the same as villain though?
Yeah, it's not the same as villain. He's not a villain. Okay, a villain is wicked.
No, but Jazz, he's wicked. How can you be doing that to your brother? No, he's wicked, Jazz.
What did he do to Four? Because I found Four really boring. I only watched the first one. I didn't watch Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's what I'm watching now.
Mm.
And at the beginning, I'm not really understanding. They're doing like a fake play or something. I'm not really understanding.
This is okay.
Do you know Marvel? They do these weird things.
That's why at first, when I watched Captain Marvel, no. Not Marvel Vision.
WandaVision.
That's it.
I love that.
WandaVision. When I first watched it, I was thinking, what's the hell?
I told you it's weird in the beginning.
I was like, what's going on here?
But you passed through number one.
I even thought that I was watching the wrong thing.
Yeah, me too.
I clicked off of it to make sure was going on. I was like, what's going on here? I'm like, huh?
But I told you episode
I'm
one.
I'm like, I thought this man was dead. I'm like, what's going on? No. I'm like, did they know each other from the 50s? I was so confused.
But it was worth it in the end, didn't it? Oh, you didn't like it that much, really.
Yeah, I feel like it was okay.
Mm.
But I don't know if, like, once I find out a season two is happening, for example, I don't know if I'll be like, yes, I'm ready to watch it kind of thing.
I would. I'm literally going to watch it again. It was probably one of the best things I've ever watched in my life. It's up there.
Wow.
It made me very, very happy.
Wow. That's a big statement, you know?
It's up there. But then sometimes I say that and then I watch it again and I'm like, the feeling's not the same.
Maybe it was just because it was so unique, I guess. The first watch is
I really loved watching it.
What did Loki do to Four?
Okay, firstly, okay, now I understand why he is the way he is. Oh my God, I understand. You know, we're not even brothers. As in Loki and
they're not blood brothers.
No. And nobody said. Until basically he found out, yeah. Mm. He wanted to go and fight these witches and wizards. Mm. And then he found out that he basically had the same thing that the wizards had. Like, let's say they can freeze somebody. And he was like, right, then I can freeze too. Mm. So the only way that I can freeze, that means I'm not a part of this family.
Oh. So that's what Loki found out.
Yeah, so went to go and tell his dad. So he said, swear, I'm not really your son. He said, yeah, you're not actually. I found you crying and I took you. Basically, I was going to not use you basically, but like as a way to kind of make Hermione.
Oh, wow. You made it sound like a designer brand.
Hermione, Jesus Christ. Harmony. Oh, English. It's hard. Oh. To make harmony and peace. So then.
Sorry.
So then. But even before then, you could tell that he was a bit jealous of his brother.
Mm. But I was going to say, are you not looking at the sight of four and you thought you were related? Come on.
Raw, you even thought like that? Because he didn't have blonde hair.
Listen.
Also, how did they make? Okay, I don't. I know I said this about what's that show with that where they made the black woman, and she turns into. They switch bodies. Into her eyes, in her eyes, in her eyes.
The Netflix.
In her eyes.
Behind her eyes.
I think something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Obviously, that woman is gorgeous. And at the end of the show, she's looking different. Mm. This Loki, Donnie, I looked at the man who played him. I was like, how? Mm. Loki's clapped.
Yeah.
But yeah. Tom Hiddleston is all right. I didn't even know it was the same person. Because you know Steph, Nerd About Town, she put it on her because she was at the event. And I was like, that's not the man that plays Loki.
They do it on purpose. But these,
wow.
Listen, these film people, these makeup people,
they go in.
Yeah.
No, just they make Loki look clapped. Yeah. No, I don't mean to be rude. Because I remember back in the day, I remember people being like, Loki's just like, he's hot. He's, I'm like, what?
Yeah, that is a lie.
But now I understand they mean Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
I don't know. Please don't ask me what his last name is. I can't remember for the life of me.
At least you know it begins with a H.
Because I know about Tom Holland. That's my hun. That's my son. Yeah. But Tom.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, Ben Cumberbatch is in the third form watching. I'm like, swear your hair as well.
He's everywhere. This man is booked and busy.
I love that for him though. I don't really know him too tough. I've not really seen him. What's Ben Cumberbatch done to you?
Okay, like I said, I from my research, his family.
Oh no!
I said it on the Instagram live, but
wait, what?
His family were
what? Not the slave.
They enslaved my family.
Your particular family.
Yes.
How did you find this out? Ben Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
How did you find this out?
I did my research. BBC.
No, wait. Because what kind of research did you do? Did you write down
This was a long time ago. Oh my God. But BBC did a documentary, I think it was, on...
who do you think you are?
Basically, they had access to all these documents and whatever, and you could literally trace your family back, and all the families that claimed compensation for the slaves being freed. And I searched my name, my family history. Why am I seeing the Cumberbatch name?
No.
Okay.
I don't mean to. What? Now you can't even watch.
I can't watch it in peace.
What is it? What is he doing in the Marvel again?
He's Doctor Strange.
Oh my God. You can't even watch.
I can't watch anything he's in the same. Because I'm like. I'm like, I know it's not you, but.
Oh my God. And that is a very unique last name.
It's a very unique.
So it was definitely his family. 110%.
And then when I did research into like his basically, his family has history in Barbados. So I'm like, it's him.
Oh my God, Jasmine. This is too much.
It's too much. It is too much.
Oh my God.
That's why I'm like, life is just... But you know what? It's like it's also a blessing to know these kind of things.
Maybe send their message, you know.
Just I know. Like, I want to be like, money. Yeah. I'm like reparations and that.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm like
he might come through.
He might also tell me to go away. Go to hell.
No, just be like, listen. I found this about you. If you don't give me money, I'm gonna drag you on Twitter. I'm gonna drag you on Twitter.
Yeah, it's just it's just weird, isn't it? Yeah, it's just awkward.
That is I finally got my dupe for my Tom Ford disco.
Yes, how were they?
I love them so much. I'm gonna get them in brown.
Are they okay? I know they're very high, but are they comfortable? Like, could you wear them? Okay, could you wear them out of an Uber into the restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay, the restaurant shoes.
Yeah. I'm gonna walk around my house again, but I feel like I might. It is comfy. It's more comfy than a lot of the stilettos I have.
Okay,
but I do think I could twist up my leg in this.
Like, is it one of them ones you couldn't?
It's not a party. It's not a dancing shoe.
You couldn't drink alcohol in them.
Nah, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not a dancing.
You would hurt your leg.
Yeah, it's not a dancing shoe. At all.
I need to get them.
But what's really great, I'm loving that the platform heels are coming back. Because there's one platform heel I had time ago. And I never wanted to throw them away.
Mm.
Now, I'm not even going to pronounce the designer name. Giuseppe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you back? I feel like they have this particular type of platform that's going back and all the girls are getting it.
Mm.
It's £800.
Ooh,
but I was like, I have this at home.
Yeah.
I just need to paint the heel black.
I'm finished. That's like me, yeah. I still have my Jeffrey Campbells. Not the ones with the heel missing, well, God forbid.
Lady Gaga Jeffrey Campbells.
Yeah, I did not get the Lady Gaga.
Wait, what Jeffrey Campbells do you have?
I have the ones that are like, I wonder if I can find them. But Jeffrey Campbells, they're making a comeback because they're doing some very nice shoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Jeffrey... I know I spelled that wrong. See, now I'm... Okay, they look hideous like this.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like this.
Okay.
But a different colour.
All right then, Jasmine. What colour? Is it the American flag?
It's even worse.
Is it it's American flag? Jesus Christ. Which one is it? Oh my God. This shoe is not... I don't know. I don't want to be with your shoe. Oh my God. Is that really your shoe?
I'm actually going to burn.
Say swear. I don't believe this. I think she's actually trolling.
I'm actually crying.
Is that really your shoe? Jasmine, say yes. Is that really your shoe? I don't think
it's even worse. The reason why I'm laughing is because the shoe that I have is even worse than this because it's literally.
Don't say it's got the spikes.
It's not got spikes.
Okay. At least
it's got spikes. But it's got it's literally like stripes going down and it's it's in silver, what? Pink, blue.
Why are you getting this? Is it closed toe? Is it closed toe?
Yes, it's closed.
Oh my God. Why have you kept this? Is that one day in case of, or is
it's going to make a comeback.
Is it like, it was too expensive?
It's both. I'm like, I actually spent money on these.
Jesus Christ.
And also,
this is why I don't spend money on heels. I know
they're going to make a comeback.
Do you believe that's going to make a comeback?
Now, when I go home, I'm going to have to take them out of the box and take a picture.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm actually crying.
I'm so happy I don't spend too much on heels.
Oh gosh.
Because even with the disco heel I got from Public Desire. Wait, well, not Ego, sorry. That's like £25.
Okay.
So like if it goes out of fashion, I'm like, okay.
You're just like, okay.
I could probably sell it on Depop if the girls want it.
Yeah, exactly.
But that shoe was so hard to get, boy.
Yeah.
I remember I was telling Jasmine, I said to Jasmine, when I saw it, I said, Jasmine, I'm not even gonna like the picture because I don't want to give this attention.
I know. By the way, for anyone who's curious about what shoe I'm talking about, search Jeffrey Campbell Lita, Lita.
And if anyone's curious about the shoe I'm on about, it's called Bite Me on Ego. But it's basically the dupe of the Tom Ford Disco heels, which are gorgeous. But yeah, I know the girls were saying, don't be getting the dupes, but honey,
we have to.
It's either £900 or £25. You decide.
Yeah, I think I will go for what I can afford, which is the £25. Thank you very much. Yeah, Jeffrey Campbell, they do some lovely, unique shoes.
Yeah, let me see what they're doing now. But yeah, I'm happy that platforms are back in.
Yeah, I'm so happy about it because my feet could not cope.
Those are cute, actually.
They're cute, isn't it?
Mm. How much are they on?
They're £190, though.
You know me, I'm a cheapskate.
The thing is, I don't mind, like,
full boots, I'm like, yeah, I probably could. Full boots.
And like these ones, they're...
Let me see.
They're like a unique shape.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. But,
yeah. They're cute.
How much is that?
That's £180.
The price point isn't too bad.
Yeah, like Jeffrey Campbell's, it's like, yes, they're more expensive than the conventional boots, I agree. But they're not excessively, like you wouldn't say...
It's like a, it's not yeah, because like Tom Ford.
That's pretty much like Dr. Martin's prices. Like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Oh, Dr. Martin's prices have really skyrocketed, boy.
Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing some shoes that I really want from them.
Mm.
Oh my gosh! In Jesus' name, they'll sponsor us one day. Amen. Because the price of their shoe.
Who is the owner of Jeffrey Campbell? I need to see their face. How can this old white man come up? I know it's not you.
It's probably not him. I mean, it probably is him.
It's not him.
No, yeah, no. Not him.
What does the owner look like?
These are the shoe I want from Dr.
Oh, those are cute.
They're cute, innit? Wait,
how much are they?
They're
£80.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
£80 isn't bad, but equally, because I also want them in black.
Why do you need them in black for?
You know what I'm like.
What's wrong with you? So you need them in white and black? Decide.
Well, the black is out of stock on ASOS now, so I have no choice, but
probably Desire do something quite similar.
So nice. No, I think I've seen them, but I'm thinking like this will be like my going to work kind of, you know. I still want to look professional, but have, you know.
That's fair.
The way I've been filling up my wish list on ASOS, and I can't afford.
Oh yeah, now I've been doing. You know, after you said, "Do you have any restaurants you want to go to?" Now I actually have a long list.
Oh, that's
after
good.
You said that. Then I was like, "Oh, let me make a list." I have a lot. Look.
Wow. Yeah. But you're better than me because you're actually noting them down. I haven't been noting them down.
Why not?
I've been doing something that is a bit more.
I know what you've done.
Very dumb.
You like TikToks.
Yeah.
And you think you're gonna come back to it, but it's too late.
Exactly, it's too late, it's gone. So what I've been doing now is I've been saving the videos, but all I'm doing is increasing my storage.
Mez up.
Big time. big time.
Oh gosh. I wanna go to Rocker. Knight's Tales, City Garden Bar.
Can you pick somewhere for us
Sexy
to go?
Fish.
Yeah, because we've been saying for the longest time that we need to actually.
Yeah, just me and you.
Yeah, just go out
a cute little. Do you want to go sticks and sushi? What kind of food would you want to have?
Oh, I eat anything.
I really want to go sticks and sushi. I was meant to be going tonight, but it's getting moved to next. No, I was meant to go Sexy Fish tonight, but that's actually cancelled. And I'm happy it is because I heard the menu there is it's quite expensive.
Yeah, it's a treat if you're going. It's a big treat.
But yeah, I removed, what did I remove off the list? After Roy said it was £300, Hakkasan.
Oh, Hakkasan. Yeah. I don't mind going Hakkasan if I'm not paying.
Mood.
And if I can get the duck salad. That's what I want to get. Yeah, because everyone keeps going on about it. I want to try it.
I also want to go to Wingman's Chicken.
Yes, yeah. I want to go there as well. That's in Soho, isn't it?
I don't know. It feels like everybody wants to go out, which is great. It's fine. Mm. But the money's... Even next week when we're going out, I have two events in one day. So after we record, I'm going to see my friends. I'm going to see Shamar and Grace. And then I'm going to come see you guys.
Are you going out to eat?
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm the same. Are you going to have space?
For what?
To eat twice.
Of course.
Where are you going to eat?
Where are we going actually? We're going to... I even picked it. Cabana? I was watching Bro, her blog. Mm. I don't know if you saw her, I tagged you. And I said, this is my favourite Trey Songz song.
Yeah, what was the song?
It was a... I can't sing. I can't help but wait till you see you
for what you really are.
I think that's my favourite song from him. In fact, that's probably up there in one of my favourite songs.
You're just my star.
It's such a good song. But when I listen to that song, I'm going to ask you something. In that song, does someone go R&B vibes?
That is a pirated song, sir. That is a pirated song.
Because when I was listening to the blog, I said R&B vibes.
I'm finished.
I think it was Black and B vibes.
I'm absolutely done. Do you know the kind of pirating you were doing? to hear the proper clean song and be inserting the ad-lib into there.
But I don't know if that's a pirate issue or if it's the... You know how
that
producers...
That is a pirate.
You know how producers go?
No, it's not a producer.
It's London on the track. Is it like that?
No, that was pirating.
So R&B vibes.
That is fire.
Because now when if I hear that song, I want to say that.
Oh no.
Yikes.
I don't actually know what my favourite Trey Songz song is, you know. I have too many.
Also, why don't they do, you know how they have like, it's London on the track or Mustard on the beat, or that kind of, why don't they have that in rock music?
Rock music?
Or pop music?
I don't know.
In fact, I should probably ask Brent this. I don't know why I'm asking. Not
yeah.
finished.
Yeah. Because I would just give you a random thing. It's a black thing.
Yeah.
We have tags and stuff.
Yeah.
We go buy one when it goes amongst the world.
What's your tag?
Mine.
Yeah. Him. Wait. Don't tell me. Him.
Beats by him.
It's produced by him.
It's him.
And I have a tag.
Yeah, but what do you say?
I don't say it. I've taken...
H.I.M.
taking a clip from an olden noir movie where it says, oh, where did you find him?
Oh, that's quite cool.
You are so annoying.
that's very you in a way, yeah. That's quite cool. I wonder why they don't have it in that other kind of...
Hey, what would your tag be?
I told you my rapper name would have been Versus.
Yeah, but how are you gonna introduce the track? Like, how are we gonna know this is Victoria's track?
Verse, and that's how people know. Like, oh, right, that was produced by Verse. Went in still.
I'll give my mum the credit for this one because I told you she calls me Fizzle after Jazzy Fizzle.
Oh, okay,
so I think I'll just be like Fizzle.
That'll be cool. That's cool,
isn't it?
Fizzle.
Because you could ad-lib that as well.
Do you know what I love when rappers, like, they talk about their producers? So recently I saw Miss Banks being like, beat so good, sounds like J5 made it. And she was riding on a beat that was kind of similar to, you know, he was works with...
NSG.
Yes. Mm. Thanks, Jazz. Because Jazz could see the hand movements. So I was like, yeah, give producers their credit. That's cool.
I used to pirate songs so much, but do you know what I miss? I miss
Criminal.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I did.
We all did.
I've grown up now. Now I have Spotify. I'm legit. But back in the day, I really enjoyed pirating.
But what is the upper option?
Okay,
Sorry to cut you, Justin.
No, no, no. That's
but let's on your phone, yeah, on your Sony Ericsson, yeah. You had 1,000 songs. So you paid $1,000
Yeah.
For song.
Yeah.
I have to pirate.
It's true.
I have to pirate.
It's true. We had no choice. We were in school, but we wanted the good vibes. So we had to pirate. Not just that, some of these people, they were making fire remixes that were not.
Oh, we meant money.
And they're, no, and they're still not on Spotify. There are some songs that I pirated back in the day. I look for it on Spotify. It's not there.
Oh, yeah. I've got a question. Do you still have all the songs that you got from LimeWire?
Yep.
Wow, you're really doing illegal things.
I'm sorry.
To be fair, you have CDs in your car.
Yeah, it's on my USB. It's on. It's burned onto some of my CDs. So I just put them on. And I only do that because now I'm like, oh, let me, now I've grown up, let me try and support the artist. Yeah, yeah. The artist is not on Spotify. Why?
Don't look at me.
But yeah, I miss when there used to be like compilations.
Yeah.
You know, like when people used to put loads of, you know, different songs and artists together.
Why am I so different? I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
What's going on?
I didn't really like it.
I love compilations. I guess that's what the Spotify playlists are.
Yeah.
Some of them. But it's just vibe.
I just felt like I would listen and I'd be like, when can I skip?
That's not nice. That's very offensive.
Sorry.
As Kaya would say, offending. She says the cutest things.
It's very offending. Okay, I said this on a previous episode about I didn't understand why we would put take cereal out of boxes.
Mm.
And I even forgot to elaborate on that. I don't even remember me saying that.
No, I don't.
Okay. I saw a tweet of this. It was a TikTok actually. And this guy, and he went into it and I was like, oh my God, I found my people.
Mm.
Basically, he was saying how, you know, we take things out of containers and then we put it into another container.
Yeah.
Why?
I've seen those TikToks. I don't understand it. You know, the ones that are organizing for people that are listening, it's the ones where people are like, they're restocking.
Yeah.
They literally call it like refilling TikToks. And they have literally taken, what they do is they take like laundry pods out of the boxes in. To put it in another clear box.
So everything can match.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that means you have to have a pantry.
Yeah.
To fit all the excess.
Exactly. And I remember I was watching the TikTok and the guy was like, you really don't like boxes, huh?
Literally. Okay. I get the cereal one because sometimes, cereal boxes can be big.
Yeah.
But also I like to have cereal boxes because sometimes I'm like, how long has that been there for?
Exactly.
How long has that been there for?
We're the same person. I'm exactly the same.
This conflict has been since I entered this house.
This is why, I can't do the whole emptying out and putting it into clear boxes, even with seasonings and stuff, because I need to know
seasonings, you know.
When the end date is.
Yeah.
I need to see it with my own eyes.
But with cereal, I'm just like, especially with a cereal that no one touched, like brown flake.
Yeah.
Forget how long you been here for, homie.
Yeah. How long? Are there weevils inside you?
Like, I've seen people do it for everything. Like, I get it when it's cute. Like, you're doing it for, like, stuff like some show, like, you know, pasta. Yeah. But then I saw people doing, like
in their fridges as well.
In the fridges.
It's too much.
I was like, wow.
It's a lot of extra work for no reason.
But then I thought, maybe it's a me thing again. Maybe if I have boxes everywhere, it's going to look cluttered.
I don't give a damn. There's no way I'm taking something out of a box to put into another box.
But, but sometimes, for example, I took off the plastic of a pizza because the fridge, the freezer was really, what's it, what am I saying?
What do you mean? Saving space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the freezer was full.
Mm.
There was obviously meat, all sorts in there. And I was like, okay, I need to fit this. And I was only having half of the pizza. So I was like, I need to fit this in some way. So I was like, got to take the box out. But then a part of me was like, what if I forget how to make a pizza and I need to look at the ingredients?
That's hilarious.
Which is not true. Which is probably not going to. But I was like, what if I need that? But I was like, Victoria, shut the fuck up.
I depend on that as well.
Really?
I don't know if it's, am I weird or not?
Mm.
But it's like,
said,
No, because you can Google it. But and sometimes you can even Google the actual thing.
It's true. But it's like, I am very much like, I need to know is, like, how long am I supposed to put it on? What temperature am I putting it on for?
If I'm going to be honest with you, Jasmine, I don't listen to the ingredients.
Don't you?
Not ingredients. Sorry. The is it
instructions?
I don't. Maybe it's because our oven is a bit, is doing whatever. So it's just as long as it's on.
But I don't like the fan setting on my oven. Because I feel like fans, it's just a lie.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, I think it makes food quicker. I feel like it burns things.
Oh.
But I don't know if it's just my oven doing whatever it's doing. But I don't like the fan setting.
This is a very random question. But when was the first time you ever wore a thong?
When was the first time? I used to see a lot of people, even like in school or college, wearing thongs, and I didn't understand it. I was just like, it's uncomfortable. I'm like,
Did you think they were uncomfortable?
I thought they were uncomfortable because I'm like, it's literally
in your bum.
Like, how are you not digging in your bum the whole day? For starters. I never wore a thong until I think uni, literally uni.
Why are we the same person?
Yeah.
So my first thong.
And I regretted it.
Really?
Yeah. I hate thongs.
I love them. So my first one was at uni, but I didn't have a thong. No, basically what happened was I ran out of underwear and I didn't have any washing up powder.
Mm.
And usually, no, was this the scenario? Because this is a very shit reason to go and buy a thong. Maybe I had a sneaky link. Actually, I don't think it was a sneaky link.
Mm.
Anyways, I want to go and collect a thong. I don't know what the reason was.
My first thong was for a link.
Maybe, you know.
I think that's what encouraged me to buy it. But I bought it and I didn't wear them for ages.
With my first sneaky link, it was Primark underwear and he shamed me for it.
Wow.
That guy would go to hell. And he said to me, because you know Primark, you know how they have their thing and it says...
And I bet he was wearing the woven ones from Primark himself.
Yes.
It's just difficult. You know when Calvin Klein's and you're there offending.
You know what he said something like, because you know Primark, their one's called, what is it called? Secrets.
Yeah, Secret Possessions.
He said, oh, you can't even afford the Victoria's Secrets.
Hi?
He said, you're getting the Primark ones. I said, how do you even know this is Primark? Because
exactly,
you're slag.
Exactly.
Anyways, and back to the thong. I had a G-string.
So did I.
And that was literally...
Why? Okay, can you get out of my mind? Because I also bought...
the same life.
Yeah, I bought a G-string by mistake as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not giving me
it
the same...
so tight.
It was uncomfortable.
But then, so I never wore it. And then one day, I just revisited it. I revisited it. Mm. And I was like, it's still tight. Then I got a proper thong. And I was like, these are lovely. And you can't really feel them.
I'm trying.
But the thing is, do you get your size or do you get... I think you need to size up.
Yeah, with Primark, I made a mistake. I got my size before and I was like, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's hurting.
I never get my size up.
And then I got a size up next time. Mm. And it was better. It definitely was better. So now I can deal with thongs, but I don't like wearing thongs in the house. It's weird. It's like I don't mind wearing them out, but once I get home, I'm
because
like,
you want to be as comfy
as
possible.
Now I want them out of my bum.
Now I want the wedgie to go.
Yeah.
Let me try and find the M&S underwear. Okay, M&S do this underwear. Let me see if I can find it. What the material is called. Ugh. M&S. They have this underwear called microfiber.
Mm. Oh my gosh. I need to search right now because I'm
guys.
Microfiber
underwear.
The thongs. Thongs.
Okay, they have it for the thongs. I rate the what am I wearing today? I'm wearing the knickers. But the midi knickers, especially if you're on your period, the quality is just amazing.
Vic,
please stop going to Primark.
Vic, I need to let go as well. Oh my gosh.
Well,
I'm gonna have to get them.
The M&S.
It's
so good.
Are you gonna try the period pants from Primark?
Yeah, I want to actually, but my flow is so heavy, so I don't know what I'm doing with that. But I'm gonna do it in it. YOLO. But I can't find it.
I want to try it as well. If you can find it, please let me know.
Yeah, I was gonna buy you something
because I go to your
Lakeside.
Yeah,
I was gonna buy you an Apple Watch.
They sold out, you know.
What?
The microfiber pants.
I'm telling you, it's so good.
Marks and Spencer.
Do you know why? Because the old ladies are on them, but they're not telling us the young
ones. They're not telling the tea.
So I'm here to tell you. I was going to buy you a Apple Watch wrist thingy.
a strap.
From Primark. The pink one, but I don't know. I don't, because I was like, just like this. Because I remember you talking about, do you know what? When you and Brent talk, sometimes I zone out and zone in.
You're so sweet.
But I remember you said something about a strap.
Mm.
Now, when I said strap, and now remind me of, you know,
I know.
but then I was like, what if it's not the right one? I was confused. Would you want it?
It's all right, Vic.
It's pink.
It's the thought that
I never really see you in pink, though.
Do you know what? I was one of them girls when I was growing up. Oh, I don't like pink. It's too girly. Now I love pink.
Why were we doing that? Okay. I know.
What were we trying to prove? I don't know.
Okay. I need to say something. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen on TikTok, but the most accurate thing at the same time. This black girl said that when she was at school... I need to find her out.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
The fact that you know is actually scary.
Because I think I sent it to you. Vic. No. Vic.
Wait. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
But Jasmine, you sent me a lot of TikToks.
Yeah.
So how dare you?
Yeah. Oh. But I send you a lot of stuff. And then in a couple of days, Vic will send me the same thing back. And I'm like,
That's your own wallah, to be honest. I don't really care. That's actually your own wallah. No, because I have a screenshot where you sent me 63.
63?
Yes, you did. Over a week.
That's only 10 a day. That's not too much.
Go away. One second. Let me... Actually, wait.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, get out of here.
Okay. And it's so funny. So the TikTok I'm gonna explain to you guys. Let me... find her at, because I really want to shout her out.
Okay, let me see if it's the one. Is it the one that, I wonder if you're thinking about the same one. Yeah, the one, is this the one where she said that she used to be upset? Yeah. And I sent it to you because I'm like, this is something I know Vic has done before.
So, when I was at school, yes, we were all moody as hell. I was moody. I was just like, get me out of this hellhole. And I remember sometimes I go to school and I'd be like, moody is my personality today.
Yeah.
And somebody would be making me laugh and I'd be like, I can't laugh because
I'm supposed to be moody today.
And people ask me what's wrong. I'm like, don't talk to me. But I want to talk to them. It was weird. And when she said that, I was like, this is the most accurate thing I have ever seen in my No. I'm not even over exaggerated. This is the most accurate thing, because I used to do that in school.
Mm.
Her name was called Tofts Ayana. Okay, so it's Tofsanya. If I can find it, oh, does she follow me back? When people follow me back, I'm thinking, I don't know what you're expecting me to do on this TikTok. Aww. This is cute though. Let me see if I wonder if I can find it. Her TikTok's really good though.
Guys, I don't know if you were
not here,
but sometimes when I was going to sixth form secondary school, I'll wake up. And I'm like, today, nobody talked to me. Like, I'm trying to do this antisocial thing. Like, you know, like, if somebody talks to me left, they're going to get a slap on the right cheek. And it was like, I don't know why I did it. Anyway, it was always on these days that I'll be doing, this is my brand, antisocial. Mm-hmm. Talk to me for the first 4 hours of the day, that somebody will crack one joke on the bus. They'll say, did you see her? And my mouth will be roaring. Now my whole brand is ruined. It's so embarrassing because now I intended to go there. Everybody sees I'm not in the mood, but now I'm going back and forth. Yeah. My mouth is open like a cheese board. This is just very off brand for me. But why did I do that then? Who did I think I was?
Me!
Who actually knows you though? Who cares?
Literally!
Who cares if you're not in the mood?
Okay, yes, I'm moody in the morning, but I can lighten up in the... I'm so happy I've grown up. Because I literally say to everybody around me, don't let a moody morning ruin the whole day.
Mm. And also, with that, it's like, it was a choice. Do you get what I mean?
It was a brand.
You literally decided, this is what I'm going to do today.
Fucking hell. And when she said... You know, she saw when they were making jokes, and her head would be her head would be fucking hot. That's how my head was. This was actual madness. Madness.
Right, we got to go in like 3 minutes. So let's do black excellence quickly.
Yeah, sure thing. You go first because I haven't actually rolled up mine just yet.
Right, I got two. I got one for Michaela Cole winning leading actress BAFTA award for I May Destroy You. Amazing. Obviously, shout out to her. It speaks for itself, to be honest. Amazing. And also Renee, the influencer, are fabulous. She has opened her own salon, her beauty bar. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, she's opened a beauty bar.
What, as in,
as in a real, real.
What's
bar?
Renee's song?
Which one?
Renee did a song and it was lovely, but you lot didn't rate it.
What, the big boys?
Big girl playing with big toys.
Yes.
In the middle.
Yeah, girl okay. In the middle.
Okay, I'm dead. Right. Yeah. I love that for her. So what is it? A hair salon or?
It's a beauty bar. So it looks as though they're going to be doing hair. I'm guessing brows, nails, all of that good stuff. It's called R-Fab Beauty Bar.
Oh, I love that. I'm not sure where
it's based. It just says UK based. I'm not sure where it's based at the moment.
Mine is Kia. She is the founder of Pennies a Pound. I'm sure you guys know that platform. If you've not heard her podcast, check it out as well because she has some great stuff on there. But she found this this agency called Blueprint, and it's really cool. So basically, what she's doing with it is she's going to use it to manage talent.
Oh, amazing.
And yeah, I just really think it's cool. But the talent she's going to be managing is basically going to be in like the personal finance, property, e-commerce space.
Oh, amazing.
And I just feel like that's so cool because you see people like Bricks with Tips, you see like Topsy, you see like Jade Van Riel, you see all these cool people that are proper like inspiring us. Like even like, let me shout out that podcast, Property strategist. You know, someone even said to me, she was like, you shout out so many people in this pod, are they paying you? I was thinking,
don't be bad vibes.
Do you know what? it's not good to not shout people out. But yeah, shout out to Kia. Like, that's really, really sick. And I love the fact that it's, do you know what? Yeah, sometimes, yeah, when you have a niche, you feel like, I shouldn't be doing my niche because I'm not going to be able to get the bag like other people. Or like you feel like, you're not going to be able to reach as many people.
Yeah.
But if you stay in your lane and you do you and you excel in it, you will, like, good things will come for you. So I'm really, really excited to see what comes of that. And I know it's going to do well. So that's very, very exciting. So yeah, we out of here. Yeah. Again, please vote for us for the Listener's Choice
Awards. Thank you very much, guys. We love you all. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_bw.
Yeah, I'm on Vic Sanusi on Instagram, Victoria Sanusi on Twitter. Again, thanks guys for all, like, we've had so many lovely messages on social this week. So thank you so, so much. Because sometimes I'll be having a shit day and I'll see the message. I'm like, rah, people listen to the podcast and they have lovely things to say. So God bless you. And I hope you have a lovely week. So follow us on Twitter, TikTok,
YouTube.
Yeah, the lot. We're on 15K on TikTok now. I think I'm going to stop posting on TikTok.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But I like it, but I'm like...
It's tiring. Yeah, it's all right.
All right, guys.
All righty.
Peace. Bye.
Bye.